producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Well, I found one of those life lessons that people can tell you about, but you really don't really learn them until you've experienced them yourself. I will share them with you, with the understanding being that you may have to experience it yourself. Never go to Costco's on a Sunday in the rain. Trust me about this. Grand Central Station was less crowded. And people have their kids. And those shopping carts are just plain dangerous.
Yeah.
Man. Man. And the checkout lines are like 40,000. And I am in there. All you have to do, wherever I go, wherever, whatever line I'm in, always something breaks down, right? The cash register breaks, or they run out of tape, or three people don't have their credit card, or somebody doesn't have the right change. Or, yeah. I mean, I invariably pick the line that goes on for 3 days. So, but, geez, Louise, do not go to Costco's in the rain on a Sunday. And I said to the guy, who was very cheerful and nice, I said, oh, my God. He said, oh, yeah. He said, come Thursday, Monday through Thursday after 7 o'clock in the evening. I actually went to, I mean, part of it is I don't have a car. So my Costco runs are sort of usually focused on going, you know, somebody else going and piggybacking on. And after Thanksgiving, I think was it this year? I think it was this year, actually. It was either this year or last year. I decided for some unbeknownst reason to go on Black Friday. I think it was last year. Which turned out, as we're going, I'm thinking, this is either the best or the worst idea I've ever had. Because you don't get anywhere near a shopping mall on Black Friday. It turned out that you could bowl. So the other thing is, don't go on a Sunday when it's raining. But do go on Black Friday. Because no one goes to Costco, apparently, to Christmas shop.
Right.
This is good to know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't think I'd go before the Super Bowl.
No, right? That's probably not a good idea. That's
the beer and ribs and stuff. Yeah,
and the nachos.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, I didn't grow up knowing anything about Costco. And you can go and you can get a stomachache that'll last you for days just by sampling the various stuff. And it's always combinations of stuff that you would never eat in life. But, you know, it's free. There you go. The other thing that I got, this is the second time in about 2 months. I get called for jury duty. You're only supposed to be able to be called for jury duty every 3 years. I get called twice a year because there's grand jury and there's the state. And so I'm always called, and they'll never put me on a jury. So it's just a waste of time. I mean, I don't, at some point I think it might be kind of interesting to be on a jury. But even I wouldn't put me on a jury because I can convince anybody of anything, right? And that's not who you want on a jury.
There was a football player, I want to say a couple months ago, that he injured himself in training camp back in August, so he blew out his knee, so he hasn't been playing all year, and he got called into jury duty, and he's tweeting while he's in jury duty.
Like, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No, I don't. That's why it was so crazy, because he's like giving a description of, you know, all the other people there in the room, and he's, you know, he wasn't really sharing details on the specific case or anything, but he was just...
Well, you're not allowed to use it. When I've been there, you're not allowed to use your cell phone.
Right, and that's what baffled me. It's like, how is he just allowed to use his phone?
Well, people were allowed to use their computers. You could use laptops, and not only could you use them, but they actually had laptops that you could use there, so you could check email and stuff like that. But okay. I don't know that tweeting is an okay thing to do.
I would imagine it's not. It was, I don't know. And he was tweeting probably about 30 or 40 times an hour, too. I mean, he was
well, it is boring, right, but still, yeah.
It was really odd.
Well, and I mean, it used to be that if you were a psychologist, you were instantly dismissed. And then if you had a radio program, you were instantly dismissed. And then if you had anything past basically college, you were instantly dismissed. But now they put everybody on. I mean, I guess, I don't know if the pool size has gotten smaller or something. But I mean, the problem is that I think it would be kind of interesting to serve on a jury, but the ones that I've been called for have been like 6 months to a year, and I can't be off the air for 6 months to a year.
Right.
Wouldn't you guys miss me?
I would definitely miss you.
Well, and I actually, thank you. And there was one where I had to do an interview, and I had to go find the bailiff and go out into the hall and do the interview, which they let me do. They were not thrilled with me, but they let me do it. So in the last couple of months, twice I've been called about the Quinnipiac poll?
Mm-hmm.
They do the political stuff.
Okay.
And the first one was about Obama. This one was about de Blasio. And, you know, it's kind of like if you take a standardized test, I'm always writing in the margins that, you know, that these two, there are more than these two answers and whatever. But it's really interesting. And you can see, if you pay any attention at all, what they're really aiming for. But they were asking about, and the reason I sort of, it came to mind, among other things, is there's an article today in the paper that says New York City is paying $17 million to settle 3 wrongful conviction cases. And they're talking about the city comptroller, Scott Stringer. And they asked about him, whether he was doing a good job or not. And I said, I didn't know enough about it to have a feeling one way or the other. But this article says that they've settled cases without litigation to the tune of $17 million. 3 cases.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. That's like $6 million a case.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. Apparently, they have three sibs who spent a total of 60 years in prison, and their convictions were vacated by a judge in May.
Mm.
They were all handled by one homicide detective who's now retired. Hopefully, take away his pension.
Yeah.
Louis Scarella. His tactics has come under scrutiny and are being reviewed by the Brooklyn District Attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He's denied any wrongdoing.
That reminds me of the, you know, the old, you probably saw the movie The Hurricane, the Denzel Washington movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he, you know, he was played the old boxer, Reuben Carter, and he got, you know, he was wrongfully incarcerated for, I think he ended up being in prison for, I think, 10, 12 years or something like that, and he was... It finally got, you know, overturned and he was released. But it's just, the sad thing is a lot, you know, when you get situations like that, you it's like, okay, yeah, they're going to pay the $17 million,
but it's your life.
Yeah, you're not going to get those years that you spent in prison. You're not going to get those years back. You know?
Well, plus sometimes, you know, there's this awful thing that happens, and I think we've all sort of seen it and probably even been guilty of it, is the notion, well, when there's smoke, there's fire, even though sometimes there's neither.
Yeah.
The convictions are on the front page and the, you know, the overturning is on the, you know, the back page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good thing. So what have I got here? Do we have a?
You've got. We got a little less than 2 minutes here.
Well, then let's not do it here. I just thought maybe it'd be kind of fun to come back with an email, since we haven't really done an email yet. But there's not. Let's not start one, because that means that I'm going to have to either talk really fast or you're going to have to talk really fast. So let's not do that. There's more and more information. You know, it's interesting that this is the day where Europe decided not to clone people. I don't know. There is something a little weird about cloning.
Yeah, it kind of creeps me out, to be honest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be cloned.
Every once in a while, when I get too busy, it'd be really nice to have another one of me around. But I don't know. Then I'd probably just argue with me. Soft spinal implants show promise as long-term solution to paralysis. Yeah, there's going to be more and more of this kind of stuff, which I think is terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, it's probably a result of the current military has gotten, the state of military medicine has gotten so good that, and this war has been certainly characterized by horrific injuries because of the explosive devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so medicine has gotten so good at saving some of those people that I think part of what's pushing this whole field is that there's so many relatively young men and women who have spinal problems and nerve problems and figuring out a solution for them. So, amen. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. You can check out drjoy.com should you forget the phone number. You can also check out drjoy.com for movies and theater and DVDs. And I think we've got my top ten, my picks for the movies of the year up there as well. And maybe we'll do that next week of giving you guys a chance to nominate. I'm trying to figure out how we do it. Maybe we'll just let people do the best picture of the year. And it doesn't have to be what anybody else's choice are. And you know, and you can add whatever categories you want of best actor or whatever. And we should probably put at least movies, maybe animation, and foreign flicks. But you can do whatever you want. I don't care. But I just wanted to wait. One of the movies that, at least one of the performances, doesn't open until this weekend. So obviously we had to see it before that to be able to vote on it. But maybe we'll wait another week or so. Alrighty, speaking of waiting, how about we doing an email here? So people, because I know when people do emails, I remember being on a panel a bunch of years ago, and when people were talking about emails and how cool it was, and I said, I think you have to be careful as a talk show host, because if people send emails, first of all, they expect you, number one, to respond, and number two, to respond quickly. And most of us aren't willing to do that. So, but you guys know, you guys know I'll get to the emails when I can. We do it as quickly as we can. But the priority, I mean, look, anything you can email, you can call about, so you can, and that we'll get to immediately. So, all righty, got an email for me?
I do indeed. An email from Ann in Minneapolis, so kind of my neck of the woods.
It is.
Ann says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been struggling with emptiness for many years, and I'm not sure what to do to help myself. I'm 54, divorced for 20 years, single now, and have not dated for at least 5 years. I have no children, live alone, and work part-time. My parents are both still living, and I am the oldest of four, and I'm the only single sibling. I don't have many friends. Several good friends have died or moved away in the last 10 years, and I spend too much time alone. Mm-hmm. I enjoy people, but don't seem to meet new friends or men to date. I'm very lonely, and I don't seem to be able to fill my life or be happy. I lost my beloved dog after 14 years just 6 months ago, but I've adopted a new rescue dog 2 months ago, which really helped. I'm taking Zoloft for the last 15 years and wonder if I will ever really be happy again. I love volunteering, but I've not done this for some time, and I also love children. I'm now looking for a new volunteer opportunity, but no, this isn't the answer to make me feel fulfilled and happy. If you have any suggestions, they would be greatly appreciated."
Well, it's not a bad place to start. I think feeling like you matter to somebody is part of you know, the human condition. And, you know, I think we view loneliness as this unusual circumstance. And basically, the reality is that we're born alone, we're going to die alone to a very large extent. The question is, what do we do during that interval, that little, if you go to a graveyard, you see somebody's birth year, and then there's a dash, and then there's the year they died. And our lives are really that dash. So I think you're on the right track. Obviously, you care about children, and doing some volunteer work at a children's hospital, at a homeless shelter, becoming a Girl Scout leader, a Boy Scout leader, working with, Boys or Girls Club is a great place to start. Reading to kids at the library. I think they still have libraries in most cities. I know they're getting outdated. Being a volunteer, maybe going back to school, especially if you've got a part-time job, you're a relatively young woman, and getting a degree in early childhood education. Taking a class is a great thing to do because it keeps you mentally stimulated. You'll be around other people. But part of it, kiddo, is just changing your attitude. It sounds like you don't have financial issues, which is great, that you're healthy, which is very good. It's just a matter of starting. You hear that I'm not really recommending that you start dating right now. I think you need to take yourself off house arrest, and that's what you're doing. Join a dance club, do some exercise. I think that really helps. I don't know who put you on Zoloft, but I think taking an antidepressant without being in therapy is one hand clapping. It's not a very good idea. And so if you really feel that you are depressed and you need to be on Zoloft, you need to be with a therapist, and you need to have some exercise plan in place, because we know those three together work significantly better than any of them separately. And my concern is that the person who put you on Zoloft is probably your primary care physician. You may or may not need it. It doesn't seem like it's being incredibly effective. And if you really feel like you need to be on Zoloft, then you need to be with a therapist and you need to have an exercise program in place. So those are certainly, that's one of the places to start. I think the volunteer activity is a good idea. And I think that it can, it's not the total solution, but it's certainly not a bad place to start with feeling like you're valuable to somebody else, that you matter, that you'll have a certain routine that will be in order. Walking and finding a pal to walk with. There are lots of there's a thing online called Meetup, which is in most cities, and you can put in the area that you live in, and it's not a dating site. It's just people getting together, and they have all sorts of them. People who want to do plant gardens, or people who want to take walks, or people who want to go skiing, or people who want to learn to swim, or bar hops. So, you know, this is a great time of year to do it because a lot of people have New Year's resolutions and they're going to start and do stuff. I'm delighted you got the puppy. I think that's a great idea. I'm delighted it's a rescue dog as well, which is even a better idea. And maybe if dogs are part of what you enjoy, working as a volunteer at the Animal Rescue League, not a bad place to start. But make up a list of things that would be fun and just start on them. And some of them are going to stick, some of them are not. As I said, take an adult education course, take a swimming course, join a gym, join a great books discussion group, do some volunteer work with kids, feed the homeless. I mean, there are so many places that could use you. And if you're not really tied to your area, maybe doing something like thinking about the Peace Corps, which is kind of a major statement, and I'm not sure I would do that as the first place to start, and I would certainly want a little bit more emotional stability in your life before you do something like that. But it sounds like you're healthy. You have no particular ties that are keeping you in any particular place. Do what you want to do. You're just going to have to give some thought to it. But I do think it's hard to think about positive things or new things or taking new steps when you're depressed. So either you is or you ain't. And if you are, then you need to be. It may be that there are better antidepressants for you, and you need to be with a therapist, and you need to be exercising. If you don't need, and I'm not suggesting you take yourself off Zoloft, especially after 15 years, but folks, do not let your primary care physician put you on psychotropic medication. You wouldn't have your dermatologist operate on your heart. That you go to the specialist who knows, because first of all, they'll be more up to date on medications. They'll be more up to date on side effects and symptoms and what's going on. So, listen, dear therapist, exercise, a list of things you want to do, take some classes, do some volunteer work, and get back in touch with me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Lucy, you are on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Lucy.
Just a quick question. I had recently, about maybe 7 months ago, reached out to an ex of mine that we were together for 13 years.
Okay.
And I had left her simply because of a third party. And recently, I have not spoken to her in over 11 years.
Okay.
I left in 2003. And recently I had needed some information that I knew she could be helpful with. So I reached out to her. It was very, very, very nice, cordial, professional, businesslike. She did help. Very insightful. Gave me the correct information. And since then, a little occasional chit-chat, maybe every 4 to 6 weeks of a hello and a how are you.
Okay.
Now, the woman she had, we had had a problem with, and which subsequently became her, her current lover, kind of calls my cell and did call my cell phone about three times checking to see who she was talking to.
Woo.
The problem was is that, yes, she did cheat. She was cheating. And that is why I pulled the plug on the relationship in 2003. And it is with this woman who was her co-worker.
Okay.
And they are now together.
Okay.
So now the question is that I would like not to have this very casual, friendly, how you doing, how was your holidays type of relationship, simply because of her situation at home with her girlfriend. I don't want to step okay. into anything. I don't need the drama or anything else.
Okay.
So how can I nicely, because I did leave off on a very nice note, you know, whether it be my birthday or New Year's, whatever, and I want to keep it that way, but I do not want the communications to continue.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, you mean you want to leave it as
yeah, I want to leave it on a high note.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Right. I just want to leave on a high note and just stop the communicating because I don't need Joan of you know phone of Arc calling me every you know couple of months.
Got it. All right. So what I would do is I'd be very honest with her. I would just say, listen, I'm delighted. Thank you so much for your help. I have fond memories of you. But I really would just assume that we didn't get in touch with each other on any kind of regular basis because I think it's going to make problems in your life that the problem about you having cheated on me, or you don't have to use the word cheat, but the problem is that Joan, we'll call her Joan of Arc, phone Joan, that Joan clearly has the sense that that you're distractible, which is a nice word for saying you're a cheat. And I don't want to cause you any harm, any pain. I don't want to cause her any pain, and I don't need to be in the middle of this. So know that I appreciate the help that you gave me, and if there's an emergency in the future, I would feel perfectly comfortable getting in touch with you. But in terms of any kind of periodic communication, let's just let it go. And then all you have to do... Pardon me?
Just be upfront, not change
Absolutely.
My phone number or anything?
Absolutely. Well, because one of the things you can do is you can either, you can have caller IDs so you don't answer the phone.
Yeah, she comes up restricted when she calls.
So you know restricted. I don't answer phones that say restricted, do you?
No, not now.
Okay, so you don't have to answer it. And the point is, I would be... Let me just back off and give you a kind of a corollary to this. If you decide that you're being sexually harassed at work, it turns out that the law is such that you actually have to say to the person, don't do this anymore. That the harassment comes after you've told someone not to do it. If you haven't told someone not to do it, then it may be a miscommunication. It may just be a difference in perspective. So the point is until you tell her, listen, I really appreciate your help. I have fond memories of you. I don't want to put you in this position. I don't want to put phone Joan in this position, and I certainly don't want to put myself in this position. So I'd appreciate it if you keep nice thoughts about me, and if there's, in the future, if you need something, let me know, and I will do the same, and Happy New Year. Have a nice life. And I'd let it go at that. And then you've got her caller ID, or she has restricted on, just don't answer the phone. And if you don't answer the phone, she'll stop getting in touch with you. But I would tell her that up front before I would not pick up the phone. Because as you say, you want to leave it on a positive note. And by saying positive, great, and she's not a stupid woman. She's got to understand that one of the problems is if you launch a new relationship by cheating on the old one, that the new person is always going to have that suspicion of, well, if they cheated to get with me, who are they going to cheat with next?
That's right.
So you don't need to point that out to her.
No.
She lives in the same world that you and I live in, and she understands it. So I would just be very clear. Thanks for being so helpful. I appreciate it. Don't want to cause problems to your current relationship, so let's just let this go and know that if there's an emergency, 5 years from now, that we can get in touch with each other should that be necessary or something like that. And you don't even have to put that in if you don't want to. And then just stop taking your phone calls.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. I mean, that's the point. And you hear me all the time say that, look, I understand relationships don't always last forever and marriages don't last forever. But if you've got a problem in a relationship, you get out of it. You don't cheat, because the person that you cheat with, first of all, it's a betrayal of yourself more than your partner. Especially if you went through the whole deal with the dress and the parties and the stuff, and I promise I'll never cheat, and, you know, for better or for worse, rich or poor. So it's a betrayal of your own word. And if you can't trust yourself, I mean, slippery slope, number one. Number two, the person that you cheat with is never going to trust you. Because, and no matter how much you say, well, we weren't getting along, or the sex wasn't any good, or I never should have married her, or she was crazy, so what? Relationships run into trouble, and if you've started a relationship on the basis of an infidelity, of a cheating, of a dishonesty, that person will always associate you with that. So it's something. And look, if you're looking for just a brief kind of respite, do you really want? Is it worth your own self-image and your own sense of self to do that? And the answer, hopefully, is no. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, you don't want to set it up that poorly. So we don't do that. 855-993-7569. What have I got here? I've got what, 2 or 3 minutes here?
Yep.
Okay. All righty. So I thought what we would talk about, we don't have much time here. I'm trying to decide if we should do this. yeah, we're going to do it, all right? We had talked about the fact, I think the last week, I think it was on Friday, wasn't it? We talked about the fact that on that day, X number of years ago, was the most authenticated, verifiable UFO sighting in France, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd put up on Facebook, do you believe in UFOs? Why or why not? And what are your experiences? And what was your response, Manny? I think you said you were on the fence, right?
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I want to believe that they exist, but it's kind of, I feel like I need to see it firsthand before I really.
Wow! So your heart is
belief.
Your heart is from Missouri, not Michigan, huh? You got to show me, huh? All right.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm one of those people who thinks, even though I have not seen any, that I think statistically it's impossible that we'd be the only life forms. So, you know, I think basically there's, you know, while I haven't seen one, I think the likelihood that there's not, I think, is so remote. It's just a matter of time. And I have no preconceived notions. I don't think that they're necessarily positive or negative. I think that things like Stonehenge make you believe that there are probably somebody here before, maybe, and all the halos and things like that. I don't know. There's certainly some provocative stuff. And I would love in my lifetime to know that there is or not. Hopefully that it'll all be benign and they don't treat us as ants to be stamped out. So... Alrighty, so let's see what people online have said.
We'll start with Scott. Scott says, yes, I believe in UFOs. I saw one on Interstate 29 in South Dakota.
Well, can you tell us more? That's all?
Yeah, I'd be curious as to what it looked like, or, you know, how quickly, you know, did it move quickly, or I'd be curious to see.
Yeah, and whether it had lights and what shape it was, and...
Yeah.
Well, there was. I don't think they have swamp gas in South Dakota, but maybe.
Yeah. Alyssa says, it seems very unlikely that Earth is the only planet in the universe with life, but I do believe that extraterrestrials have visited Earth in UFOs. I'm not sure, but it's possible.
Yeah, there you go. Well, all right, we'll come back and do a little bit more of this in a moment. Unless I'm kidnapped by aliens. And then who knows? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Wow, that's a lot of sighing before we even started. What's going on?
Yeah, a lot of things going on, but I thought I'd at least have you pick away at one of the many things ongoing and going on.
Okay.
There's this lady that I met last year. She's really, like, beautiful from head to toe, delicioso. She has a cute nose, eyes, teeth, smile, everything.
I got it. Okay. Okay.
Juicy. And, well, she likes me too. She thought I was good looking, and she kissed me, and, hold on, let me turn around. Yeah. And,
But that was a year ago. What's going on now?
Well, she saw me, yeah, well, the year only started, what, 9, 8 days ago or something? Whatever, 10 days ago? I don't know what
day
it is.
Okay.
And I know you're pretty quick. And I learned some things from you and another talk show host as a teenager. When you give when I heard these two liners, like when a lady says, "I don't know," that really means she knows, but she's ashamed to say because her mind is in denial. So I learned how to pick her brain, not pick in a bad way, but to look behind her head and see what she can't see the way you do it to us. And I predicted or formulated that her so-called husband was with somebody else. And I just found out...
Wait a minute. Her husband? You're kissing a woman who's married to somebody else?
Well, her husband that is kissing somebody else and not even living with her? That one?
Well, but Mike, she's still married to somebody else. You don't want to get involved in that.
I want to be involved with her, and he doesn't want to be involved with her.
Well, but she's married.
That pancake.
She's married to somebody else. She's off limits.
He doesn't even like her. He doesn't know her value.
Well, then she needs to get a divorce so she's single so you can date her.
She comes with this la-la crap about, oh, well, maybe it's just not so good. I mean, I have character, too, by the way. But falling is only for people with
love. You're asking for trouble. She's married to somebody else. She's a married woman.
But you're not hearing me. She wants someone that's decent. She has moral fiber.
Then let her get a divorce, and then you can moral fiber each other till your eyeballs fall out. She's married to somebody else.
Wait, there's more. So only, very recently, as in the past, I guess, almost a month, I suspect that I'm going to suspect this, by the way, he got dumped. Because in this part of the world, people move on cycles. Like, I don't know about your part of the world, but come September, October, they break up to grab someone by November, like Thanksgiving, so it doesn't look like they're desperate to get someone by December and New Year's. And leftover people are left around in January. I've been observing this since I was 14, because I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get a girl, because I'm not even ugly. But in your country, they think I'm gorgeous for some reason. That's fine with me, by the way. Especially my New York women, they're the best.
Those are amazing. Mike, you're getting off subject.
Oh, sorry. So basically, he only so-called got back months ago, but then he started swiveling again with somebody else, and she goes, "I'm confused." What I think that really means is, I know what's going on, but I'm ashamed to say, and I'm totally in denial.
No, I think what she means is, that you were kind of a walk on the wild side, and I'm now back with my husband, and I'm not gonna do business with you. And that's one of the reasons you don't date married women, because they go back and forth to their husbands. And it sounds like you're a guy who really wants a serious good relationship, and you're never going to have a serious good relationship with somebody who's married to another man, because she's a cheat. You'd never trust her. And if you were looking for a serious relationship, she ain't it. And she may be cute, and it's really easy to be seductive if you're married to somebody else, because you've got nothing on the line. Are you there?
Yeah. Well, what about his line? I think somebody
who cares
him, and then
who cares?
Right back to her.
Mike, it doesn't make any difference. They are married to each other, and they may be lunatics, and they may be both cheats, but she's married to somebody else. How old are you?
I'm ashamed to say I'm in my 30s, and he left her for months, I just found out.
Mike, it doesn't make any difference. If it sounds like you're a smart guy who's looking for a really good relationship, go find somebody who's single.
But don't I sound like she wants a good relationship? I see she's superimposing.
No. She sounds like a cheat. She sounds like
making believe. She's like, oh, well,
Mike,
she
is married to somebody else. You need to view her as off the table. She's not available.
Dr. Joy Brown, when you go to the bar, someone goes to a bar, they put lots of salt on them pretzels. So when you're hungry, you eat lots of junk food, you get thirsty and buy more beer, and they get rich by the end of the night at the bar. Now, he's feeding her these pretzels full of salt and illusions. She's thirsty like all of us are according to the laws of nature. Problem is, he's feeding her beer, intoxicating her,
Mike,
and giving her illusions.
Mike, that's You're assuming that, first of all, she's stupid, which she may or may not be. She's a cheat. If she left him today, you would never trust her, because the next time she goes to a bar, the next time she's eating pretzels or peanuts, you're not going to trust her. I mean, go find somebody else. She's not available. And look, let me tell you, Mike, the world's easiest thing to do is to be seductive if you got nothing on the line. She's married to somebody else. She's not. She may play with you, and she may see you occasionally, and she may think it's really sexy to have the cute Mike wrapped around her finger. She's not a good person. Good people don't do things like this. Period. They just don't.
I was speaking in metaphors when I said pretzels, and
cause I
pretzels
know
are dry and they make you
nervous. Mike, I got it. I got it.
Well, I like her a lot, and I miss her.
Well, you miss the illusion of her. You miss somebody that you think was really into you and was really available to you, and she was neither. She's married to somebody else. She, whatever moral fiber you think she has, you're kidding yourself. She's a cheat.
But he was treating her poorly.
I don't care. Then you divorce him.
That's what I told her. Like, you know, but
Mike, she didn't. People get divorced all of the time.
He got dumped and ran back to her in a U-turn fashion.
It's been a year. It's not overnight.
A year? No, I last.
You told me you met her a year ago.
Met her last year. I think it was on or about.
Oh, you mean last year being like 2014, like a month ago, like 3 weeks ago.
No, okay. I met her originally. Had met her on or about the month of, I'm guesstimating, July. And we met.
Well, then she's had 6 months. If she wanted to separate and divorce, she's not going to separate from him. She's not going to divorce. My guess is these two clowns have been doing this for a very long time, and they're going to continue to do it for a very long time. You don't want to be involved in this because she will break your heart, because she's got nothing on the line. She was never going to leave him, and she'll tell you how adorable you are and how bad he is and how much, you know, she wishes she'd met you before. And if there were no kids, she's going to give you all sorts of crap. And if you buy it, then you're a silly boy. It's very easy to be seductive when you got nothing on the line. She's got nothing on the line. Go find somebody who's available and single. You shouldn't take her phone calls. If she's really that unhappy, she'll get a divorce. And once she's been divorced a year, then you can take her out. She ain't going to get divorced. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.